Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to continue talking a little bit about supernatural means of divine guidance. Specifically, we're going to start with signs again. We've been talking about, in general, how we recognize and how we respond to signs. And we want to start looking a little bit at interpreting and testing signs. And thanks again for emailing me with your questions and your concerns and your comments and feedback. That's always appreciated and helpful, and gives me an idea about what the questions are out there. Not everybody can listen to the live broadcast, and not everybody can call in during the live broadcast. So I certainly appreciate hearing from y'all who are getting the podcasts or listening during the week. One of the recurring questions that always comes up when we talk about signs is, well, the two biggies are, what about all the books that are out there, and when we have been taught previously about signs, how do we fit in what we're talking about here into what you may have been taught elsewhere? And then the other is, of course, we're going to get into it in a little bit more detail, and that's, how do you know they're from God? How do you know these signs are from God? How, you know, are there other places they could be? And absolutely, of course. And so, which is, everything we learn, our emphasis is always coming back to, what is God telling you about your circumstances? And when we think about signs, really, they are supernatural, but they're simply part of your circumstance. God doesn't need signs to communicate with us. We don't need signs to hear from him. But they are a legitimate means that God communicates to us. So if he wants to teach us how to recognize and respond and interpret and test signs, divine signs, supernatural signs, we want to be open to being trained in that area. That's true with anything. If God wants you to know how to move in supernatural healing or miracles, any of the other areas that are available in the supernatural realm, let alone the spiritual realm, we want to be open to be taught and trained by God in any area he chooses. That pretty much makes sense. So recognizing that signs and, again, guidance, divine guidance, is much more about our need then this is the way God talks to us. God recognizes that our desire to receive guidance is a strong motivator for us. We have this idea that if we can hear from God, nothing bad will ever happen in our lives, or that we will always be blessed. And we're not going to get too far afield in that today, but just the whole idea, God knows that. so since that's important to us, it's important to him. It's not the other way around. If you didn't think it was important to be in the right place at the right time, that would not be the way God communicated with you. He'd find another area. And we've talked before about very often the three, the pretty much the way the high areas of interest for us, our relationships, finances, and health, your physical areas. So when there's something going wrong in one of those areas, we want to ask first, if, God, is this an area you're trying to communicate with me in? He very, very often, not always, but very often it's an area he's trying to get our attention, period. It may not be related to that area. But it may be because that's what's important to us. Now, it may just be that we're having a crisis in that particular area through neglect or not having the right skills, relationship skills, communication skills. We're not taking care of ourselves physically, whatever. But the whole point being that, excuse me, that God uses what's important to us to get our attention. You may be having a financial challenge. Don't take it personal unless God says to take it personally. It all comes back to being able to hear his voice and test it, and then having that communication with him, Lord, what then do we do? Where do we go from here? So, in interpreting signs, if you've been taught, and just in divine guidance, in looking at supernatural activities, if you've been taught something different, here's what I would just encourage you to do, is ask the Lord. And be specific. If you have a book shelf full of books or CDs, DVDs, notes, you know, have you go to conferences every year? It's neither good or bad. It's going to be dependent on what God is doing in your life. And the only way you can know that is to ask him. Perhaps you've been, you know, the way God has always communicated with you is through conferences, through worship tapes, through your church, through a person. Take the time, and now is a good time to do that. Ask the Lord, is this something you want me to continue doing? Don't worry about going to the past. Don't, you know, unless the Lord draws your attention to something that perhaps you learned in the past that wasn't for you, and it doesn't necessarily mean it was wrong. It just, it may not apply to you. The Lord may be taking you in a whole different direction, and that particular belief may be holding you back. Don't worry about it. You don't need to throw out everything that perhaps a person taught you, but there may be one thing that is a stumbling block for you. Don't worry about it being a stumbling block for anybody else. You don't need to go out and, you know, correct that person, that teaching, your friends that believe it. Be focused on what the Lord is teaching and training you. There may come a time when you'll need to share, the Lord showed me this was not for me. But this is where we get so caught up in believing the right thing. I do want to encourage you, though, and maybe warn you, that as you become more and more dependent and trainable by God, the scarier you will be to those who don't know how to hear his voice. To other Christians, to other believers, because you will not, you'll be different. There's a confidence that comes from being able to hear God directly, from being able to hear his voice, to being able to recognize the way he moves in your life. And that can often be threatening to others. Change is hard. Change can be scary. And often other people, when you change, very often they're confronted with change that they may not be comfortable with. Now, odds are you've embraced change because you've said, God, I want to be taught by you. And remember, your spirit, who you truly are, has already bought into everything God is doing in your life today. That's always something to remind yourself of, is your spirit knew. You know, a lot of times we think we've been caught unawares, that we weren't ready, we weren't prepared. God is sneaky, he tricked us into this. You know, the devil, you know, found a way in. I made a mistake, I made a bad decision, and now this has happened. And, you know, we all have ways of rationalizing and reasoning out unpleasant circumstances. But when we remember that we've agreed to today's circumstances, we agreed that this is the best way for us to learn whatever it is God wants us to learn today. Part of that is changing the way we view our life in general. But remember, who you are is a spirit being and knows the beginning and the end and everything in between. You are already in complete agreement with what God has for you today. So we don't have to worry about being in the center of his will. We don't need to be worried about making a wrong decision. God isn't. God's not concerned about, you know, how if you don't seek him, you'll make the wrong choice, and then God's plans for you will all be foiled. He won't be able to do what he wanted to do in your life because you didn't seek him right and you failed him, and now you're doomed to live the rest of your life knowing that the mistakes you made were so big it kept him from doing what he wanted to do in your life. That's not from him. He's already done what he wanted to do in your life. He did that 2,000 years ago. Our challenge is between our spirit and our soul. Now, something that starts to happen is you begin your awareness as your soulical hearing is strengthened. You begin to not only hear God, you begin to hear your own spirit. And you will find yourself having a conversation with yourself. Maybe you already do that. That's what that is you're talking to yourself. This may even start happening if you wake up in the middle of the night and you discover you've woken yourself up. You were talking in your sleep. Very often, that's your soul, your consciousness, your mind, will, and your emotions talking with your spirit. And you may also be aware of the presence of God during this. The whole point is that your soul is learning to communicate and depend on your spirit. Your spirit is already in full communication and dependence on God. but your soul needs to line up as well. So there's a lot of things that you may not have heard of before. And there are a lot of supernatural ways that God wants to communicate with us. You know, eye has not seen nor ear heard what God has in store for those who love him, for those who wait for him, for those who learn to hear him and know him, for you and I. You cannot comprehend in your mind, in your heart, in your experience, in your wildest dreams, what God has in store for you. And so we don't want to limit him. But we also don't want to be deceived. And that's really the reason there are so many books and training, CDs and DVDs and the conferences and, you know, teaching series, perhaps at your church. And why we study the Bible and why we, you know, do whatever, make sure our doctrines are correct, is because we don't want to be deceived. We want what God wants for us, but we want to be safe at the same time. And we get this idea that if we are, you know, going back to that in the center of God's will, there won't be any risk. But we know that's not true. There will always be risk. Being alive involves a measure of risk. You're going to make mistakes. Big deal. God knows the mistakes you're going to make. You already know the mistakes you're going to make. That's part of life. We learn so much more from our mistakes than we do from getting it right. We're not going to be walking around with a notebook full of do's and don'ts. In this situation, this is the way to handle this. In this situation, this is how to handle that. Here's how you control your emotions in this situation. Here's how to deal with somebody backstabbing you at work. That's not how we live our lives. It's not by rules and regulations. It's by recognizing the voice of God within us, testing it, and responding, applying it in our lives. He is our law. He is our guideline. That law of love is God. What's going on here? Is this you? How do I respond? And this only comes from experience. Knowing how to do these things, knowing how to respond, how to hear his voice, only comes through experience. And experience comes by waiting on him, by responding to his training, his teaching, giving him the time and attention he deserves. Because through that process, he quickens our hearing. He trains and extends your ability to recognize his presence in your life. Now, I love how in the scriptures, the illustration of Jesus was that he left us with the whole notion that compared to what we are to be experiencing, what he portrayed as a life dependent on the Father is nothing. That greater things shall you do because he goes to the Father. That frees us up now to be our own, to walk our own path. That the example he gave was that he went to the Father. And even while he was here on this earth, he learned everything. He learned how to be the Son of God from the Father. You and I can learn how to be sons of God, fulfilling the plan he has for us by going to the Father. We learn obedience. We learn skills. We learn everything God has for us, how to be a spirit person, a spirit being with a soul living in a body, by going to the Father. That's the pattern that he left. It wasn't following scriptures. It wasn't being obedient to parents. It wasn't how much time he spent in the desert being tempted by the devil. It wasn't being supernaturally gifted. It was he went to the Father. He went to his Father. Well, his Father is your Father. And the pattern he left was that you can go to the Father now, directly. And in your spirit, you already have. You don't need to come to his throne boldly. You're already there. You don't need to enter the kingdom. You're already there in your spirit. The kingdom is not built. It's entered. So all these things that we're talking about, when we are talking about knowing him, when he starts teaching us about signs, it's really basically he wants us to be aware of his communication in any way he chooses. So looking back at other training, other teaching, just encourage you. Ask the Lord, is this something you want me to be involved in? We don't want to waste time, but we don't want to be obsessed about it either. He may say, you know, yes, go ahead and be involved in it. Don't assume you're even going to get anything out of it. It may just be because your friends are going to it, you'll have encouragement from your friends. Or you may have, Lord may want to speak to you through your friends. Or he may have something he wants to teach you in the negative. In other words, this is not the way I want you to do it. He may show you things about a particular teaching. This is why this is not a good thing, because it encourages dependence on a technique rather than on me. And you may not know that until years after you have taken a particular course. And this is just an example. This is why when we talk about one subject or another, take it to God. Lord, how am I doing in this area? Is there anything you want to bring to my attention regarding this area? He may draw your attention to a book on your bookshelf, or a belief, or a CD, or a person, or a thought. And he may not do it right then. He may do it 2 weeks from now. But because you've asked him, you've said, Lord, as far as interpreting signs, is there anything you want to talk to me about? It's not that hard. Then you may get a response. You simply test it. Lord, is this from you? Is that you? And we've talked about how, if it's not, how to deal with it. And even in that area, feel free to drop me a line, and we'll see what we can do as far as getting you additional information. But all that information, we've not only covered it in previous radio broadcasts, but also it's included in the books. God did not make knowing him complicated. Man likes to make it complicated. When you think about teachings that you hear, very often it's all about filling in a lot of time slot. When you boil it down to, you know, one of my favorite verses is, write it plain so those who run can read it. We should all be running. We should all be on the way, not just constantly learning. It's, where are you going? Do you know what God has in store for you? Now, a lot of times we're running from things, but God also wants us running to things. So, as far as your previous teachings and what other people are teaching and putting out there, it's certainly not our job to say this person is correct, that person is not, that teaching is correct, that teaching is not. Your job, again, God knew that you were going to be exposed to these teachings. So he wants you to take them to him and say, Lord, I learned this, 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 and this. Even hold up the book. Hold up the CD if you want. Say, Lord, is there anything in here you want to talk to me about? There may be things that he wants to reinforce or remind you. He may say, listen to, look at the back, see what the chapter titles are, and re-listen to that particular thing. I want to talk to you about that. He may say, not at this time. This is not what I want to be talking to you about right now. So you put it back on the shelf. But recognize that your past was not an accident. You didn't waste time going to all those conferences. They all led up to now. And ask, okay, Lord, is there, a lot of times we go through cleaning binges. There may be things that you want to be looking through to see if you want to keep it before you toss it out. Ask the Lord. Don't assume, okay, I'm not interested in it, so I'm going to toss it. Ask the Lord. He may say, yep, there's nothing in there. Toss it. He may say, don't toss it yet. He may say, wait a minute. Start going through there. There's some things, not that he necessarily is even going to reinforce something, but that, look, this is what you used to believe. I want you to see how far you've come, how much you are now depending on me. Then we come back to, okay, then how then do we interpret signs? How then do we test the signs? And it's always fun to see how other people handle it. One of the reasons that it's can be fun is because when we are around our friends, very often our friends are different temperaments than we are, or they have a different way of looking at things. Some can be more, shall we say, open-minded or closed-minded, or excitable, emotional, whatever. People may bring us down to earth. But the whole point is that we can learn from other people's perspectives. And that's where very often teachings can be very helpful, maybe not even in content, but in context. We may be getting our personality, our temperament that God gave us, may be very consumed with doing it right. And he may put in your way a teaching that really helps you to lighten up. So God uses a variety of ways of expanding and helping us become more and more aware of the variety of ways he teaches us. And by letting him choose the way he does that, again, it reinforces our relationship with him, our dependence on him. So we don't get consumed with, are we getting the right teaching? But we're also not, we don't recognize that teaching as the authority. We recognize God as the authority in our lives. This is part of the, even in school, you can maybe took classes, a class that you didn't agree with the professor. But in order to get an A in the class, you had to, give back the incorrect or things you didn't agree with answers in order to get a good grade. And you had to make a choice. If I want a good grade, I need to you know what he believes, but I don't believe that, and I'd rather put in what I'm believing, where he's wrong. Well, in our case, we can just say, Lord, what's going on here? He may be teaching you instead how to deal with difficult people. So we want to allow him to take our history and take the past, take what we've been taught and bring it to him and let him explain and use that, those seeds, use that information in his overall teaching that he's giving us. So we'll pick it up here next Saturday. Again, thanks for your emails and your feedback. You can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Until next Saturday or next weekend, have a good week. Thanks.